Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NBA Finals got underway on Tuesday. Game 1 began with the Miami Heat hot, but the Oklahoma City Thunder thundered to a 105-94 win. Miami evened the series on Thursday night, and they will enjoy home court advantage for the next three games. Royce Young is an NBA writer for CBSSports.com and the publisher of DailyThunder.com as well. Royce, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be here.
Oklahoma City got out to a slow start in Game 1 and again in Game 2, but of course they came out of Game 1 with a win. What accounts for the way the Thunder has played at the outset?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to point at the starting five that Scott Brooks is using. They're just missing shots sometimes. And when you miss shots, you know, it's hard to stay in games. And they only scored 2 points through the first 6 minutes of Game 2. And I don't know if that's a matchup issue or if that's anything other than they just didn't play well at all in those opening 6 minutes.
We're all aware of the pressure on the Heat to win the first of the multiple championships LeBron James has promised. But does Oklahoma City have to win a title this year for fans to stay enthusiastic as they have been all year?
I don't know if they have to. I think a lot of people have some realistic expectations in Oklahoma City. I think people realize that this team is mostly made up of 24 and 23-year-olds and that the future is extremely bright for them. But you want to finish it off with a championship, and if you come up short and you don't do it, it's going to be really, really rough.
LeBron James has been harshly criticized in the past for his shortcomings in the postseason. He's played magnificently during these playoffs. What is the difference in his play from last postseason to this one?
I think he just looks more relaxed in games. It doesn't seem like he's feeling the pressure. In Game 2, he really picked his spots really well. I mean, late in the fourth quarter, he was only 0-1 in that fourth quarter as Oklahoma City was making a comeback. And you could already feel the critics coming out. They were licking their chops, you know, about LeBron. He was struggling again, and they couldn't wait to hammer him for it. And then he comes back, and he hits a really big and really tough falling jumper that he banked in, and he knocks down some clutch free throws, and he shut everybody up.
During the regular season, many observers felt that Kevin Durant had blossomed into the NBA's best player. Can that still be said now that we're in the postseason?
It's hard to make a case for anybody other than LeBron James as the NBA's best player. But, you know, Durant has evolved into a guy that has really been able to pick his spots extremely well in a game. You saw it in Game 1 where he scored 17 points in the fourth quarter and took that one over. He did it in Game 4 against the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals, where he scored 16 straight points in the fourth quarter. Kevin Durant, he's an incredibly efficient scorer. He does unbelievable things offensively. And I don't know if he's the world's best player, but he's certainly in the top two.
Game 1 on Tuesday set a ratings record with an 11.8 share. That's the highest since ABC acquired broadcast rights before the 2002-2003 season. Based on numbers like that, it would appear fans have forgotten that it was an abbreviated regular season, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that was the hope. When your product on the floor is as good as it is right now, with this much star power and this much attention among guys like Durant and Russell Westbrook and LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, people are going to forgive whatever grievances that there were during that lockout, which was a really ugly thing. And, you know, the other interesting thing I would say about the ratings is that a lot of people made a big deal about Oklahoma City and how it's the smallest market in the league and how it's probably better to have a big market like Los Angeles or Chicago or Boston in the NBA Finals. But what drives ratings in the NBA is star power. And right now you have an absolutely incredible matchup between LeBron James and Kevin Durant. And the Thunder are an extremely fun team to watch. The Heat are obviously a very fun team to watch. And when you put those two teams on the floor, it doesn't matter where they're from, you know, how big their market size is, people are going to tune in to see that.
Game 3 is Sunday night. You want to make a prediction on how the series will go from here?
Boy, it's going to be tough. Now the Thunder have put themselves in a difficult position where they have to win one time in Miami. Otherwise, the series doesn't come back to Oklahoma City. And with this 2-3-2 format, it really puts a lot more pressure on Oklahoma City now that they've given away home court advantage with the Game 2 loss. But I'm not going to go against myself. I picked Oklahoma City to win this series in six games. I think the Thunder are going to come out, and I don't know if you'll see that slow start again, because I think that they really are going to feel the pressure to play well.
Royce Young is an NBA writer for CBSSports.com and the publisher of DailyThunder.com. Royce, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem.